Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me in studio right now, the very talented Minka Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic, especially that we were talking off air right now about your former chola days in Albuquerque, New Mexico. No, you weren't really a chola, but I didn't know you lived there for a while and you kicked it with a lot of raza.
Of course, yeah.
And got the accent and everything. No, that is tight.
I was raised there. My family was there. Yeah. My dad was Mexican. I was raised Mexican, yeah.
Oh, so your father is?
Well, my stepfather who raised me.
Right.
My biological father, no, but I reconnected with him when I was 18 years old.
So got it.
My father who raised me is Mexican.
Right. So yeah, it was a culture growing up.
I went to Gutierrez in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at how you discover you think you know someone coming out here with all this flavor. So that's awesome. So let's talk about this character you're playing, a superhero.
Oh, yeah.
Apropos, in this new show, Titans. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about Dove.
Dove is part of a duo, Hawk and Dove. Dove is the avatar.
Hawk and Dove.
Hawk and Dove, yeah. Dove is the avatar of peace. Hawk is the avatar of war. She balances them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not often you get to see a love story with superheroes, so that's one thing that's different from this show than any other one.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You don't see, because superheroes have feelings too.
Well,
there's romantic.
The fact that we're actually not superheroes, we're vigilantes. So you get to see the backstory of how we became vigilantes, what happened in our lives that broke us, that made us want to fight to protect the good of the people.
But you have heroic powers, correct?
I have a background in ballet and
what do you pirouette around people?
Gymnastics and jujitsu, so I'm pretty talented, so I can fight. And I have a super suit, and I have wings.
We have the same background, by the way, just coincidentally.
Seriously.
But go on. I don't have wings, though. Go on.
I have 30-pound wings that I wear that I can't fly
because
they try and keep, it's as realistic as possible.
Wait, you can't fly because what?
I can't fly because that would be not realistic. You know, that I'm
but you have wings.
Person.
Oh, it's not realistic.
I have wings.
They're decorative.
But they're my shield, and they're my weapon. So I take people under my wing and protect them, and I slice people with them when I fight.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the fighting, we all have our own individual specific style of fighting, and mine in particular is like a dancer.
Oh, wow. Were you a dancer growing up? Did you have any background?
Not really, especially not in ballet. So I had to, that's probably giving something away. But anyway, my background, she's a ballerina. That's okay.
Okay.
That's
okay.
But I had to train, and that was probably the hardest training I've ever done.
Yeah. And growing up, what were you into? Were you always into performing?
I was into softball. I was a kickboxer in high school. I had to learn how to fight living in Albuquerque.
Living in Albuquerque, yeah. Yes.
And I was a kickboxer and I played softball. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And then you just fell into theater or acting, I should say.
I came back to LA just because it's where I was born, mm-hmm. and I reconnected with my dad and that's where he was. And among the many jobs that I had, a friend of mine took me with him to an acting class. And
yeah.
I just sort of got hooked by way of it being sort of therapy. It
right.
was the first time I learned that I spoke funny and that I probably looked funny. And it was just a discovery process and it was therapeutic and it was addicting. And so
by funny, by the way, just to fill in the audience, there was nothing funny about you.
Okay.
Especially the way you looked and talk for that matter. It's just you become a product of the culture you grow up in.
Yeah.
I too grew up around a lot of Latinos, being a border town kid in Chula Vista.
Yeah.
So I go back, all of a sudden I start talking like this.
Yeah,
it just comes out. And so, you know, you become conscious of it later on.
Yeah.
But I love it because it gives you street cred.
Well,
and you got flavor now. I was already a Mika Kelly fan, but it just went next level.
No, oh, thanks, Mario.
So this show is part of the DC universe?
Yeah, so DC Comics is launching their own streaming service and they will be launching it with this show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Where do you guys shoot it?
In Toronto. We just wrapped our first season a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice. How do you like it up there?
I love it. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Great people. Great food.
Ironically, there's a lot of production in Albuquerque.
I know.
I've actually done a couple of projects. Was that the case when you were growing up and not till later? Did it start becoming that way?
I had no idea of the business back then.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was fun fact.
Yeah.
On the side right
fun
there.
Fact.
And then later this year, you have a movie coming out called, is it Nomis?
Oh, yeah. Nomis. Yeah.
No, Nomis. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Nomis. And it sounds cool, like a psychological thriller.
It is a psychological thriller,
so
yeah.
Tell me about that.
I haven't thought about that in a while. That just finished. That's with...
Henry Cavill.
Henry, thank you.
Henry Cavill, right.
My brain is
I have a small part in the film
that.
As well.
Fellow DC Universe Superman.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's a really exciting psychological thriller. I play Henry Cavill's ex-wife, and we battle over how to raise our daughter a little bit while he is, I worry about his life in danger, fighting crime, and I'm not doing the movie any justice at all. I mean,
sounds tremendous.
Go ahead and rate it.
No, but that's cool that you get to mix it up. And
yeah,
getting back to Dove, which sounds very cool. Ironically, you've teamed up with Dove Chocolate.
Yes.
Right? Was that just purely coincidental?
Purely coincidental. Yeah, I was working with Dove Chocolate last year before Titans came, before Dove, the character Dove came. And it just sort of was kismet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love me some Dove Chocolate. I too have worked with Dove Chocolate.
Yes, saw that actually.
They made
a body sculpture in chocolate
right.
off of your body in 2013.
Wow, yes, very yes, exactly.
He still has he still has that in his fridge, by
the way. Yeah, right. I just chip away at it daily, just eat it. I've gotten an arm. I've gotten to an arm. Yeah. No, so really nice folks over there and really good chocolate.
The best. It happens to be my favorite chocolate. Truly. And then when I learned about the work that they're doing, I really wanted to be on board. Last year, they invited me out to Ecuador with them to visit with the farmers and see what they're doing on the farms.
Oh,
cool. And actually see exactly how the chocolate is made from the bean to the bar process.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at how hands-on each process is with the farmers by hand, each bean they're inspecting.
Yeah.
And I was amazed by that and also amazed by the work that they're doing with the women in West Africa. They're empowering their farmers. They're empowering their women. And the thing they work with an organization called CARE, which mm-hmm. is a nonprofit organization fighting global poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they do with the women in West Africa is they help them with their finances and help them save their money so that they can then apply for a microloan, which will then help them create their own business, start their own business. And so what excites me about that is that they're not just employing female farmers, but they're empowering them to be in a position of power themselves.
That's awesome that they get behind such great causes. On top of being great chocolate, what's your favorite?
The dark chocolate with almonds.
See, I'm a dark chocolate guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed she said almonds. They always tease me because I say almonds.
No one brought anything up.
Oh, shut up. I saw the look. I'm like, if almonds wanted to be called almonds, why doesn't it have two L's? Like, all day. Right? Are you with me? Minka's not with me.
The only person I know that says almond.
Stearns believes me.
No.
No? You're just co-signing because she said almonds. Whatever, Stearns. Whatever. Minka, a lot of people obviously know you from Friday Night Lights, and you spent a few years on the show. Since reboots are all the rage, that'd be a good one. Would you ever consider it if they approached you?
I think some things are better left wanting more.
Right?
Right? Like, I think it's good where we left off.
Was that a fun experience?
It was the best. Are you kidding? It changed my life. It was the best. And I got to live in Austin for 4 years. One of my favorite places in the world.
That's a fun town.
Yeah.
That's why they did really shoot it in Austin. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
So you worked in Toronto from Albuquerque, but LA is home now.
Mm-hmm.
Love right. it. Staying
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
It's my home. Yeah.
No chance for Albuquerque around, too.
No. Love him. Love the green chili.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
First car.
Ford Escort hatchback.
Yeah, that's so Albuquerque right there. Most daring or dangerous thing you've done?
Skydiving. Ah. Scuba diving. Skydiving.
All kinds of diving. Did you like it?
Love it. I've done it twice.
Right? Very good. Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah.
Worst subject in school?
Math.
Oh, right? After basic arithmetic, I'm just like...
Yeah.
Fashion you wish would come back in style?
Oh. I don't know. Come back in style. I feel like it's all coming back in
style. All cyclical anyway, right?
Yeah.
It's inevitable. It'll come back.
Yeah. Moo-moos?
Moo-moos. I'm down with the moo-moo. celebrity crush growing up?
Warren G.
Whoa. Oh, regulators. Really? Warren G.
Yeah.
The first time we've ever gotten that.
It's our first Warren G.
I know.
So so that was just you. Because what, you were in high school when that was coming out?
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah.
Warren G.
I know.
No, that's cool.
It's true.
That's cool. Superpower.
Either, I think flying.
Okay.
I think it would be amazing to fly. Just to be like, to go fly through the trees in a forest.
Like Superman.
I like skydiving. I skydive twice. If I could just do that without having to jump out of a plane,
on the regular,
that'd be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And then last one, if you can go back in time for 1 week in any era, what would it be?
I'd spend a week with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Most poignant answer. That was beautiful. On that note, be sure to check out Minka in Titans later this year on DC Universe. And be sure to follow her on Twitter at Minka Kelly. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Mario. On
with Mario Lopez.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.